Welcome to the May Super Full Moon Total Lunar Eclipse. We are in such a rare, intense energetic window with many connections to the cosmos, planetary constellations, alignments, amplifying change. Transformation is what's being requested from each and every one of us. No one is exempt from this call of change. And how does it look on the timeline of our own life? Are you on the right timeline? When I say timeline, I'm talking about the path, the unfoldment of the destiny, you know, the soul-inspired blueprint of what is meant and genuine for your life. And why this is an important question. There's so much in this particular super full moon with the eclipse energy that's about the deep inquiry questions. And the more you can bring these questions into a ritual of powerful release and intention for your own personal miraculous full moon ritual, the more you can ride the stream. I'm calling this the miracle stream because there really is the chance for new possibilities that have maybe been unknown, never existed yet, that is being called forth from the future and having the past be done behind and no longer continuously brought forward, which is one of the most important questions that I want to invite you to do, is this freeing and finding the feelings during this eclipse energy. Because eclipses are all about what has been eclipsed. And the relevance to this has to do with how the other ruling planets, such as the Sun and Jupiter, which are in a square, and those are the two most powerful planets, biggest influence here on Earth. So when we take that energy, and now the moon is squared in this super full moon total lunar eclipse, we're talking the eclipse energy, what needs to be freed from the eclipsed, suppressed power source of a long-held story that will finally be done. Ask yourself that question. It's so important right now. Because you know what? If you give this intention and you get really clear and you connect to that clarity for yourself and you allow yourself the alchemy of going through and using the elements in your own embodiment here to be present at this time on Earth, what you will find is that there's a riding miracle stream. There is. It's the unknown possibilities that wants to be supportive by the universal loving presence, by God, by creation, by divine right order. So what is the feeling, the most potent energy, intelligence, frequency that you need to free for your future? So I'm going to say this again and break it down because it's so packed with all the energy. I want you to get so crystal clear on what is that feeling. And your feelings are one of your most potent energy, intelligent frequency systems. It's a frequency. Feelings radiate. They go out into the field of possibility, to the quantum field, into the universal impression, into life, and have a wave, a ripple effect, a vibrational movement. So it's much more powerful than thoughts. Thoughts can be transferred. Thoughts have a tendency to circulate, but our feelings, that's where the intelligence of the wisdom that rides through the universe expresses through. And I want you to think about, it's like one of the most primary systems that babies come in the world with, very in touch with having the primal range of feelings in order to make an impression into the world around them for their support. That's the same thing we have. And if you can name what is that feeling that you want to free for your future, that you want to place that in this energetic stream, which I want to call the miracle stream, into the possibilities that can impress upon what's possible for you, that's in alignment to your path, your timeline, your destiny. Tune in and transform with that current energy wave that's here for us. It's like a vortex. Some people may refer to it as an energetic portal or window, but it's the veil is thin, meaning that our ability, because when we are in a supermoon, the magnetic pulse is the moon is the closest to Earth, and it's in this square conjunction with the sun, which is one of the most influential, powerful planets for Earth, and Jupiter, which is the biggest planet in the constellation. So what is that feeling? So you want to name that, really tune into that, because your transformation sits in that you can ride into this energy source. What do you want to be feeling into creation? Like, let's say now to the end of the year. Because if you just even pick from there, like, how do you want the rest of this year to feel? Then it actually moves into and pressing more energy onward, even beyond that. And then what needs to be freed that's been eclipsed or suppressed, so that whatever power source that has held back your greatest expression that rides through this frequency that we're talking about, like that naming that feeling, that had this suppressed eclipse energy that had belonged to old karmic patterns, ancestral generational patterns, personal life patterns, whatever way we've accumulated, cultural conditioning patterns that has held you in a story that finally is ready to be done, because this is it. We are in a very defining demarcation. I could literally walk you through all of the new moon and full moon energetics that we have had in the last 6 months to year, and you would see how it's all setting up for this very moment in time for you to define this moment that you'll be done with. You'll be done with this. And the greatest way to ride this wave is to name that feeling that needs to be freed, and tune in and let that ride with that energy that's creating a future for you. That is the future frequency. That's the second focus of the super full moon eclipse, is what's the most genuine feeling that will carry the frequency you are here to honor in this time for your life. Now, I look at honor as like, it's a way to encapsulate like self-love, but in a much deeper, reverent, respectful way, in the eyes of as if God or creation looks at you as the miracle honoring that you were born here to express and live. What is that feeling shift here for you, that you can shape the new story of what is next in your future to unfold? This is so powerfully potent right now. If you can place that, position that, embody that, root that, and let that become a radiation, a frequency, a focus, a faith that you carry out that will carry you. This is the power of what the third focus is when we can release whatever has been eclipsed and we know that feeling, we enter into the right energy field. So what has been eclipsed? Use this ritual to name it, to write it right, what's been suppressed, that has kept you hidden or small or shrinking in some form of your power source. It's time to name and claim the letting go. What is that line you're drawing? That's of the old story. Because here is the feeling and the frequency and the focus that rides the wave in my stream, my miracle stream, into the new story. So what needs to be eclipsed? What has been draining, depleting, or hiding your heart's truth? Let's just talk about the honest heart right now that you need to tune into, because that's what this is about. What's been clouding it? What's been blocking it? That's really rest inside your heart's truth. We are in such a rare time of power source shifting that to impress the right energy field for your miraculous change will be the greatest way you can serve this energetic time. This energetic time that began at the square grandmaster when the sun and Jupiter began to square at 0 degrees. Then we move into this full moon total lunar eclipse. And now we're going to be moving into a new moon in the next 14 and a half days. We're going to be moving into a new moon solar eclipse where you will see the sticking, the outer expression manifesting into reality, whatever you're laying down right now. This is why I have started the Miracle Stream 21-Day Miracle Mantra Challenge, because this is about really getting in tune with that frequency and riding this all the way right now to the new moon. This really is about putting yourself in tune. So if you want to power up your full moon ritual, I really want to invite you into the 21-Day Miracle Stream Mantra Challenge. It's designed in a way that once you come in, you pick your start, and then the 21 days begin. And so this is a perfect time. It's all about this energetic window. So after we come out of the new moon, we're going into the solstice time. So you're basically looking at between now and the next month with a Mercury retrograde in between all that. That's going to start this weekend. And so that's, again, a slowing down and rewinding, reviewing for the speeding up. And so anytime we can lay these intentional initiations with what is truly in the spirit of ourselves, inspired, soul inspired, we can make powerful change. So I want to invite you in this rare time of power source shifts to impress the right energy field for your miraculous change by writing it right and do pen to paper. There's a powerful alchemy. Don't just have it rest in your head. This is a lot of what we work on in the miracle stream is where there's miracle prompting questions that you do daily. The whole process takes 15 minutes a day, but it's more of the momentum to be in that stream, to get that momentum going. And momentum is just a string of moment to moment, moment. And that's where we get the greatest transformation is when we can roll with that momentum. So inside the miracle stream, which I'm saying to you right now, why it's important during your full moon ritual at this time is why you want to write it out. You don't want it just circulating in your head, because this is about getting it out. Whatever's been eclipsed, it's like getting it out, bringing the energy. And there's a powerful alchemy that happens in that ritual when you do that. So you want to create your ritual with grounding yourself with the elements. So, you know, I highly recommend doing the full moon ritual where you use the fire as the transformation that you can write down, do your write it right, and place whatever has been eclipsed into the fire and have that transformation, that alchemy transformation be seen and embodied. And you can add water. A couple ways you can do it. You can either take water and just place it in a jar and put it out in the moonlight overnight and drink it in the morning with what I want to invite. You could use the mantra for this week. I trust as my miracles find me. And then you can drink the moonlight water. This is bringing in that element and having it energized by the radiance of the moon. And then you have the air, which is what I always invite is the way you either smudge or clear the energy, because the energy is moving, and air is the element that I always say refers to the greater source of life, to God, to the field of all possibilities. It is that presence that's all around, and it's a force, whether we see it or not, that is inviting change. Like, our survival depends on air on the most basic elemental level. So it's that element that aligns with, that's our breath of life, with divine consciousness, God consciousness. And then we want to use the earth, get grounded, plant. You could even take and write whatever you wrote down instead of burning it. If you want it to, in the transforming it in the fire, you could actually plant it in the earth. So you want to like have your bare feet touch the earth. You can even sit on the earth. Just take time in the next 24, 48 hours to ground. Using the magnetic radiance of the earth in relationship with all the energy that's happening right now to be in alignment for you, your alignment activation of clearing the inner space, letting your right reality frequency move into the field of life and all possibilities. Miracles are here for you, ready to stream in. Let your light shine. Let it shine from the soul of you. This is what we're seeing with the super full moon. Is it shining upon whatever's been dark, whatever's been hidden, whatever's been eclipsed? And it's close and it's powerful, and the magnetic radiance will be moving the ocean tides. And that's another way. We are water. We are comprised mainly of water, and we will be moving in that element. So let's move with intention by writing it right, creating our ritual, letting it go. Shine on, my beautiful one. Let the miracle stream in. And may the fullness of all that your soul is here to feel within your sacred temple called your body and expressing in your life. May the fullness of this super full moon help you remember the truth, the timeline, the path, and the expression that your soul is here to live in all its fullness. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.